Hi everyone, it's Jeline with Sunny again, and welcome to this week's dose of serotonin. How was your week? Thank you for being here with me again. This week's episode is a little different from the first two. It's a little ironic because the show's title is Serotonin, but this week's episode is not as positive as the first two episodes. So what happened this week? This week was very difficult. It would definitely be one of the hardest weeks I've ever had in my life. There were so many overlapping deadlines and worksheets I find hard to understand. This week was also very demotivating. I didn't get scores I was aiming for, so that was really demotivating. I was also not able to do my 100% in some tasks, and that also was demotivating. Furthermore, other responsibilities, demands, and expectations are also haunting me. To tell you all honestly, I just kinda want to ditch everything and my future career plans and just be a useful plant instead. But of course, that's just a joke. There are so many tasks this week and they're all overlapping each other. Working under pressure, especially time constricted, is very draining and I really hate it. And then I realized, doctors work under pressure too. They also have time constrictions and their actions could cost lives. If I can't do it now, then how much more for the future? Am I willing to risk people's lives? Am I trustworthy enough for people to trust their lives to me? When I can't even do things properly under pressure and limitations right now, I don't think I can do it. To add and rub salt into the wound, I heard a quote. I was watching a few clips of my favorite K-drama while taking a break last Monday. It was a medical K-drama called Hospital Playlist. One of the characters said, and I quote, "I struggle every time I have to make such decisions. Indecisiveness is my biggest weakness. I have a lot of knowledge, but I don't know when and how it should be used. My patients could live or die depending on what I decide to do. What if I make the wrong decision? I'll encounter hundreds and thousands of moments when I must make a decision. I don't know if I can do it." That hit close to home. I also can't decide right now which task to finish first. I can't decide when to do things. I can't decide how long or short I should do things as well. All these challenges, and I'm barely getting by right now, so what about those in the future? When there are already lives involved, how can I become a doctor if I can't overcome these challenges? Maybe I'm really not supposed to be one. Should I really start considering other career paths? I think I should start looking for a new career plan. Not only my future career plans, but my life in general is affected by these current events. I just want to honestly give up. I don't know if these are challenges sent to test me or to say I should give up. But knowing how many lives I could potentially save if I ever succeed, I don't think I should just give up. I shouldn't let these worries take away my chance of potentially saving lots of lives too. I should work harder and do my best to work under pressure and get rid of indecisiveness. As one of my favorite shows quoted, if the doctor gives up on the patient, he isn't a doctor anymore. If I give up as early as now, then I really don't deserve to be one. If I'm not one right now, then I should be one. I have years to work on these. Furthermore, in connection to the lessons this week, I also found that I use my left brain more. And left brain people tend to be analytical, logical, detail and fact-oriented, numerical, right-handed, and more. And doctors also tend to be left-brained. So this also comforted me a little, knowing that there is really a chance for me to become one. So today's advice would be, just keep going, no matter what, no matter how demotivating it may be, and no matter how many challenges you face. I personally hope I can follow this one as well. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you for being with me today and listening to my thoughts. See you on next week's dose of serotonin.